Now it's time for the Astrology Hour on KFOX, so fasten your metaphysical seatbelts, because away we go. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today's topic is called Karmic Salvation. We're looking for a little hope, faith, and charity in our lives after going through some ordeals. So could be an excellent topic for you to record, or at least pay close attention to. When I take a look at people's lives, and when I take a look at my lives, you know, I guess because I am a Leo with Jupiter in Sagittarius, I'm lucky. Because even though my bad old moon in fall in Scorpio with Pluto, Mercury, Sun, and Saturn squares from Leo on it can be very depressed and negative and defeatist, in my life, prior to astrology and metaphysics, I recall moments when I let life get to me so hard that it was like having a 10-ton weight on top of you. And sometimes it's like having that weight on top of you for years and years and years, and it never lets up. Well, I've changed my attitude dramatically in the last 20 years, and no longer do I believe in failure. I've changed my way of thinking. I know that people are going to have problems, and I know that people are going to make mistakes. And I know that some people are going to make choices that are not going to be proper for themselves or others. And I know that sometimes correcting mistakes, like ending relationships that are wrong, or changing residences because of the landlord, the roommate, or the neighbors, or getting out of a job even though you can't afford to. I am aware that it is difficult to sometimes get out of a sticky situation. Trust me, I'm human. It goes with the turf. And because we are in such a rapid karmic cycle right now, which means that a lot of metaphysical gunk is coming down upon a lot of people, you have a choice, once again, of either rolling with the punches and actually getting up, dusting yourself off, shaking yourself off, and continuing with what you need to do in order to survive. Or you can just let it get to you and compound and negate anything you could possibly have that could help your life. Now, I want to pay a special attention, because we're thickly in the Sag transits now, with Mars headed there also. Sun, Mercury, Mercury just went through. Sun is still there. People with Virgo planets are being hit really hard right now. People with Gemini and Pisces planets are going through the squares and oppositions right now from these Sag transits. People with cardinal energies, with a focus on Cancer, okay, with focus on Aries and Capricorn, are also being hit with a lot of stuff, which means when you make a mistake in this realm, when you create a negative vibration for whatever reason, whether it's a negative mental, physical, emotional, or spiritual vibration, that karma will eventually be returned and the balance scales will be righted. So you are subject to paying for a certain price or a ticket for whatever actions you choose, no matter what they are, depending on motive. All right? And that means that during these hard transits, these Capricorn and these Sag transits, people with emphasis on their planets in cardinal signs, especially if you have the moon in a cardinal sign, Aries, Cancer, or Libra, or rising there. I say the moon because the moon is a worry planet, and Mercury is the thinking planet, which also worries. The moon and Mercury is worry planets. So I'd say afflicted moons and afflicted Mercuries right now in mutable signs of Gemini, Pisces, or Virgo, or any planets in Virgo, any planets in Cancer, or Moon in Cancer. Let's say you have Aries, Cancer, or Libra in your chart. Now, these are all people right now that are being hit with so many things. I got a speeding ticket yesterday. I was in a hurry to help somebody out who was in trouble. And the cop showed about as much compassion as an acorn. And let me tell you about motorcycle cops. God bless them. But when I went to traffic school a while back, the guy said, you will get no mercy from motorcycle cops. And that's true. And they sit there on their little bikes with their little radar guns and just wait to nail some citizen when someone else is getting robbed and they could be assisting the person getting robbed. They're more interested in traffic. And I'm aware that traffic can be deadly and that it can be dangerous and all that. And we need police out there to stop all of our citizens that are breaking the law to bring billions of dollars into local and state governments. I'm aware of that. You know, I'd much rather see the police taking away drunk drivers and intoxicated drivers than giving tickets away to people that are in emergency situations, but that's the way it goes. And that's all karma, see? But still, you know, when it rains, it pours. And everything is subject to your attitude. Which means that if you're going through a karma, if you have Cancer planets like me, or Virgo planets, or both in your chart, then you're being hit right now. That means Virgo and Cancer energy in a negative scenario is real fatalistic. We are talking about people that oftentimes will dwell too much on their loneliness, on their sadness, on their tragedy. I constantly recall a book I must recommend by Baba Ram Dass, which is such easy reading, which is called Be Here Now. You know, because the Cancer energy is so anchored to the past that a lot of people with incredible Cancer factor are not allowed to have progression in their life and efficiency because they have not dumped the soul bowl out with the energy that exists from the past. Now, on the other hand, because this topic is called karmic salvation, be so advised that whether you have the Cancer Virgo energy or not, whether you have afflicted Mercury or Moon or not, you're still human. And you may just be having a bastard of a transit, which means you're just going through things in your life that seem to be Murphy's Law compounding problems, and you're frustrated. You're irritated. The tax man's on your back, the landlord, the mortgage company, the bill collectors, the insurance people, the taxes, the hospitals. Welcome to the third dimension, 20th century life, America. And then, you know, besides that, you got the relationships and the career to bother with. So what are you supposed to do? Well, one thing that I never stop doing is I never stop praying. And I never stop meditating. And I never stop forgiving myself for the mistakes I make and forgiving others for errors they make. Now, that's a major step because I'm trying to stay grounded and centered spiritually because I'm trying to embrace the whole mess as an important step in my growth and because I have faith that something magnificent is going to occur and that a miracle will happen. And it does. It does happen. I am here to tell you that if you are in what you think is the worst part of your whole life, and if you sometimes feel that the end is near, whatever it is, and if you're just so upset and so angry and so hurt and so scared and so sad that you cry like a baby and that you wail like a lion, suffice it to say that you are close to the light at the end of the tunnel. In my opinion, I firmly believe that people that get hit the hardest karmically are being given an incredible opportunity to have resolution in these life lessons, absolution of the karmic balance, and salvation by being delivered something in this universe that will seemingly almost appear to be like an angel of God in one's life. And that's what happens. And I've seen it happen over and over again. And you know, if you're the type of person that does not believe, if you're the type of person that is so fatalistic and so defeatist that you just want to wallow into your elongated hospital surgical visit or elongated prison term or elongated psychiatric experience, you know, if you prefer to just wallow, once again, the human nature oftentimes is a very masochistic, sadistic nature. You know, I prefer, because I'm a Leo, right? And because all of us have a Leo factor in our sun sign, I prefer to exude willpower and strength and confidence. Let me tell you something. And I'm not flashing or blasting my ego, because when I sit here and do the show and I hold my big piece of celestite generator in my hands, and when my chakras are aligned and blown and I'm blossomed like a flower here and I'm into my higher self, I'm in a total perspective regression of my past lives. And it's true that I have not been a soldier in this lifetime, nor have I killed anyone in this lifetime either. I'm just an innocent, peace-loving kind of guy this time around. But in retrospect, I have distinct reflection of what it was like to be in battle, to be a soldier, and to fight side by side with men that I loved as my best friends, and women that I loved, that fought alongside us also. And I want to tell you something, that a lot of us, thank God, have not been in a situation of fighting under impossible odds in a struggle of astronomical proportion where trauma factors are so high that you have to deal with losing through death your closest friends and partners moment to moment and still continue in your quest for victory, for salvation. You understand my point? I know a lot of people do not like to watch war movies, and a lot of people are totally against them. But I think one of the reasons why these war movies are presented is a symbolism to remind us what it is like for individuals to be bombarded with trauma after trauma after trauma and to carry on, to continue. And obviously, you know, like in the Iwo Jima scenario, when finally at the end of the struggle, when there were 70% American casualties, or the Pork Chop Hill or the Hamburger Hill, you know, and we finally won victory and peace for that sector of the world, when the flag was finally raised, that is a perfect symbolism of what happens to an individual in everyday life. And sometimes, obviously, thank God, we don't have to go through the trauma of losing through death the people that are closest to us from moment to moment. Because you got to understand, when you go through training in the military and when you're with a platoon of individuals and you form 7 or 8 good friends in that platoon, and then you're in a valiant struggle in a war battle and all 6 or 7 of those guys die within a 2 or 3 week period, you have to deal with that. You must carry on or you're dead. Because if you let that get to you and you lose your timing, and that you might miss your mark, and before you know it, you're gone. Life is very interesting, and that through these most difficult transits, and thank God we are not in a war situation in America right now as of yet, but the thing is that so many of us take things in life with civilization so personally and so sensitively that we're so busy mourning our problems and our tragedies that without knowing it, metaphysically, we are manifesting more. And that is why, as a common denominator for this topic on karmic salvation, it is absolutely essential for you to remember these key words that so many of us bring up during this time of year. The hope that something good and something wonderful will happen to make us happier and more comfortable. Faith. There's the spiritual side of it. Faith. And charity. Which means if you have something good, if you're in a good position, if you are comfortable, and if you have a minimum of problems, then you're in a perfect position to be compassionate and reach out to others. Now, just like that cop yesterday, he stops me, he knows I'm in an emergency, I gotta take care of some personal problems and help out some clients and friends that are in trouble or whatever, and I'm telling him that I'm late, I have to get going because someone's health is at risk here. And he's sitting there going, well, they're going to just have to wait. Do you want me to call the paramedics, he said, which obviously would take another 10 minutes because you know how long it takes for an ambulance to get there. And that shows you how much charity a traffic cop on a motorcycle would have. But still, you know, like the point of this topic, am I mad I got a ticket? Well, no, it's only my second one in 2 months. It's okay. Anyway, when it rains, it pours. No tickets for 6 years and then two in 2 months. That's the way it goes. But the outstanding opportunity that we are given so many times when things happen to us that slow us down, that will shake up our schedules where no longer they are as busy as they've been because important people have dropped out of them. Situations that occur where suddenly we are bedridden or we are hobbled or we are jobless. We are prevented from doing those type of things we normally like to do in our routine. We are given the opportunity to exercise our right of hope, faith, and charity. You get what I'm saying here? Because a lot of people out there that are unemployed, that are coming out of bad relationships, that are dealing with lives and deaths of their families and their friends and personal problems that are very scary and health problems that are scary, they are being given the opportunity to plug into their oneness with God, with the universe, with this planet, and with the entire, all living entities, their oneness, meditate, pray, develop that hope, restore and instill that faith, and if they have the abundance and the caring to offer the charity, the reaching out to another person. And you know what? Be forewarned that there is the benefits you can receive, and please, please do not approach these powers with a selfish end, because it doesn't work. If you do it with a humility, then be forewarned and be prepared of the miracle that you might create in your life. And I'm talking about the person out there that's been lonely their whole life. A person out there that's wanted that one job their whole life. The person out there that's been searching for that one opportunity in the family, with the friends. It's a miracle. And it happens out of left field because you are dealing with your emergency situations, your trauma, your problems, your mini matters, in such a way, with such a positive attitude, that people cannot believe how you are tackling all this pain. And then the universe opens up because you are processing all your past and all your pain and all your karma, and you're facing it with courage and bravery, and you're embracing it with the lesson that you know it must be, and boom, that's when we talked about all week long soul growth and evolution and lifting that veil and raising that awareness. And hence the benefits we receive. And more than just soul growth and more than just awareness, what I'm talking about here in the karmic salvation topic is I am talking about life opportunity. I am talking about the universe opening up and dumping on you what you've always wanted. And oftentimes it's right in the middle of the biggest storm. There you are in the middle of the ocean without a boat, without a paddle. And you're in the middle of a hurricane, and it's so dark, and so scary, and so stormy, and you're drowning, but you're laughing, and you're smiling, and you're praying. And lo and behold, the sky opens up, and an angel of God descends with a lifeboat, food, water, a rubber, one of those things to wear around your chest or whatever, and the angel of God just so happens to want to stay and be your friend, too. And that's what can happen in your life. If that's the kind of mindset you have, then you will have a mindset like Farley Malaris has. Because I have found that's what works. In the past, I used to wallow in my negativity and fear and stress and anxiety and insecurity, and I would wallow in compounded pain. Now my attitude is different. I believe everything happens for the best. And I know that some people might say, how could you say that? How could you say everything has to... You know what? Because I believe in karma. And I believe that whatever's happening in my life is being delivered to me for a very just cause. And I know that sounds scary to some people because I know that many people on this planet are dealing with some very scary situations. And I'm aware that people dealing with birth defects and diseases and AIDS and... You know, being involved in international struggles of astronomical proportions. But it's just like the soldier that must carry on when everyone around him is dying and being slaughtered in order to have the courage to succeed and to be the best he can be. Your only choice is either to surrender to the negative forces of the universe or to beckon the love and the hope and the grace and the mercy and the power of God that exists on this planet and beyond it. You get my point? You either drowned in a sea of negative emotion or you rise above it like the phoenix into a realm of beauty and power and love and an essence that is beyond description, bliss. And, you know, as part of our Christmas presentation this next 2 weeks, I'm trying to bring you some topics that will help motivate you and rise above your karma and thank God for whatever you do have in your life without feeling so bad and so down and so negative with some of the problems that you're having. You know, some of the people call me up on the phone and they'll go, "Hi, Farley, how you doing?" You'd be amazed at some of the problems some of these people are having. Some other people, they can't hide it. They'll call up and they'll go, "Hi, Farley." You know, and they're so sad. And I can feel the heaviness. You know, and I'm not saying that everyone is like me or a superhero comic book character that can take all this trauma and throw it off. I'm not saying that that soldier in the field who's losing all of his best friends left and right is going to be able to shake that off. No. But I am saying that you must retain your confidence, your attitude, your will, your spirit, and that air of compassion inside of you to carry on and survive and to rise up into the light. The path to the light is filled with many tunnels of darkness on the way. It's a big cave out there, and in order to get to the light, many times we have to tread through some pretty dark caverns that are pretty mystical and pretty frightening and scary. But as long as you know that you're going to get through that cavern eventually and into the light, that helps. If you got this attitude that you're going to be stuck in the tunnel the rest of your life, then that will manifest, and you will remain in the darkness. It's amazing how strong the power of the mind really is. It is amazing. Anyway, this is TGIF, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, coming here weekdays at 12 noon to 1 o'clock on KFOX. And I was a little, this was an ambitious topic for me today. I'm glad I have my celestite with me. The blue quartz, the blue crystal, it's I don't know if I call it quartz, but it's such a wonderful shade of blue. And holding it is such a natural sedative and a natural balancer. It's almost like I really recognize this crystal as having entity inside of it. It's like a cosmic pet.